Fernandina Beach Republican Representative Janet Adkins says on visits to Florida Department of Juvenile Justice detention facilities, she's seen students many years behind where they should be academically.
You've got 14, 15-year-old students taking sixth grade material. This has historically has not been a focus of our school boards. And let's face it, with the accountability system that's in place, they're more focused on the other students. This unique group of students they're at great risk.
The aim of the bill is to require the State Department of Education to work with DJJ to ensure school districts and juvenile justice education providers develop educational transition plans for these students as they reenter society. Adkins says the alternative is far worse.
If we don't catch these kids now and give them the education that they need while they're within a DJJ facility, then they will probably end up in prison for a good many years.
Last year, Adkins' bill made it to the House floor but died in the Senate. Meanwhile, this year's Senate Companion will have its first hearing Tuesday. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.